Inconclusive Breakdown, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Neckbreaker, and The Shining Wizards. These are the shows of the Shining Wizards Network, available on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, and at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Entertainment here.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated Studios in Indianapolis, Indiana, this is the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, your source for anti-PC pro wrestling and entertainment news and commentary.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's show. I am your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets and the bearded lady to my ringmaster of this weird show. Vince is here.
I said I come up to Johnson.
Yeah, he's in a very German mood today.
I am.
Yeah,
we're gonna start sending small munitions to Germany to protect the women.
Allegedly, I don't want to get any more trouble. You already got us on watch lists.
We'll soon be broadcasting from the stormfront.org website.
I hear Oregon's got some openings. I need to.
Fuck.
We're
that.
Not gonna talk about that.
No, keep going.
Yeah,
keep going.
Oh, Mr. Short's not here. He's out being a good father.
Son of a
bitch. And the Phantom is somewhere in the ether.
Being a good father.
Ether. Yeah. Probably in ether, actually. So it's just two-man show today.
Usually is.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Sorry, Timmy.
We love you.
We'll start off the show. If you are a long-time listener to the show, you know we have had issues a long time ago with a company called T-Chip. This was when we were trying to raise money for new equipment.
Are we still having problems with it?
No, but they have also now fucked over another person. A celebrity now. This was sent to me by Tony, our network overlord, who also hates T-Chip. Actually started the Facebook group, Fuck T-Chip.
Did he?
Yeah, I believe he did.
Oh.
Stephen Amell, who plays Arrow... put a post on Facebook, and I have to read this out because it's beautiful. Hey, Facebook, I hate to have to bring this up, but the F Cancer campaign has finished. Any ads you see on Facebook featuring those shirts and the Toronto Green Arrow shirts, which I was never allowed to even use in a campaign, or any shirt with my likeness is not endorsed by me. In the specific case of T-Chip, the people who run that company should be arrested. They are either allowing someone to profit off of a design they don't own, whereas funds should be going to cancer research, or they're a party to this treachery. Either way, they're dicks. Look, if you miss the campaign and you want to throw in with these scoundrels, go right ahead. But the better move would be reporting their ads for copyright infringement, general dickweedness, or any other infraction you can consider as a cause to have them close their doors and repurpose any monies they might have earned to charities who deserve it.
Well, they could get the cop for copyright infringement, but past that, they can be as big as douchebags as they want.
But we've been fighting. Shit, Tony just now got his refund for the shirts we did months and months and months ago. So, yeah. Fuck T-Chip. And
I still haven't really.
That noise you heard was the Phantom saying he will not be making it today.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
It popped up on the.
Oh, you fucker.
I'm the technology impaired one. You're the one that can set up servers and shit. What'd that beat mean?
What did it mean? Well, you were so. You had so much bravado when you said it. You're like, that means he's not coming in today.
Also, Mr. Short just sent in, he's at Purdue. He sent a picture of him in front of a statue.
Those poor bastards.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, Timmy. I feel sorry for him. Most of the people I know who went to Purdue were...
Well, no, he's at Purdue. I think it's a competition or something.
Poor bastard.
Yeah. All right, let's get into the TV news and all the general crapness you expect from us. There was a show on YouTube. It only lasted one episode. It was called X-Men Danger Room Protocols. This looked like the old arcade game. It was that type of graphics.
Yeah.
It was a fan-made animated tribute to the 1990s cartoon and comics, and it has ended after one episode due to legal pressure from Marvel. Launched last week, the project was planned as a series of 18 episodes, each pairing two X-Men in a Danger Room training exercise. That's, you know, duh, the title.
That sounds awesome.
The guy had described Danger Room Protocols as his love letter to Marvel and his childhood as a way to give something back to the fans. But
doing it for free.
Yeah. Did his own money, sunk a ton of his own money into this. Yeah. Marvel stepped in, said, nope, you're done.
Oi.
It looks good and it's really good. Nope, fuck you.
Yeah.
But other fan made stuff is out there. So that was kind of his.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, with any luck, he'll just release everything he's gotten so far. And, you know, like somebody hacked me. I don't know what happened.
It's the geek happening.
Yeah.
We talked last week about The Exorcist coming back to TV, or coming to TV.
No, you did.
Yeah, you grumbled. We now have a kind of synopsis of it. The pilot will be set in modern-day America and will center on a mid-30s priest named Elliot Ortega, who presides over a smallish parish rather than a rundown church. He lives in a modest apartment and has a close relationship with his sister and her son. He doesn't appear to be suffering a crisis of faith exactly, but he does have a history, it seems, of breaking his vow of celibacy, and you get the sense that he is perhaps drifting away somewhat from his position as a Catholic priest. The pilot will tell a concurrent story about an exorcism in Africa that centers on another older priest, but they don't want to give away too much so far as to the plot twist. As with revealing the nature of the possession, that presents a shift in his outlook and kicks off the exorcism story. He becomes involved with a family, a father, mother, two daughters that he must help. That's the family. There's a bunch of misdirection in the pilot and a bunch of twists. So, one of Vince's favorite movies that came out last year, Straight Outta Compton.
I saw it 5 times in the theater, nigga.
The guy that played Dr. Dre, Corey Hawkins, has been cast as your new male lead for the 24 reboot sequel thing called 24 Legacy.
Where's it set at? L.A.?
That would be hilarious, but I think it's still D.C.
Well...
Yeah, well, it's the same thing. Joining him is Miranda Otto, who was on Homeland. She will play Rebecca Ingram, former head of CTU. He will be playing I don't want to say war hero, but a soldier that has come back. And, yeah, it's... Yep. CW has picked up the third season of Machinima's esports documentary series Chasing the Cup, about players facing off in a Mortal Kombat X tournament. This marks the first deal for the YouTube-focused digital studio. CW will distribute the first 5 episodes of Mortal Kombat X, Machinima's Chasing the Cup, online at CW Seed. The finale, covering the championship, with contestants battling for $100,000 in prize money, will air on CW Network as a 1-hour primetime special on Monday, February 15th. So... Esports moving into network TV. That's a big... I know it just got picked up by ESPN. They're covering it now.
There's a lot of people watching it now.
No, but network TV is a huge jump. So
hey, just wait till they start showing Dota on network TV.
Soon, I would imagine soon.
I know.
If the ratings are big for this, I could see it. Sad news, because we cannot seemingly do a show this year without somebody fucking dying. And it's not a hoax. Abe Vigoda passed away at 94.
Woo!
Which means...
I won, niggas!
You shared.
Oh, who'd I share?
Also, Mr. Short.
That cocksucker.
He also had Abe Vigoda. So you both share the no prize.
Oh, fuck him. well, I'm here.
Well, you're here, so... All right, so technically you win. But yeah, he... good God, he was Fish on Barney Miller. He was Tessio on Godfather. I mean,
he was fucking old.
He was old. But, I mean, he was fighting rumors of his death for 25 years. It was like, every year, it was like, did you hear Abe Vigoda died? He's sitting over there in the corner at the Italian restaurant. No, he's still alive.
He was a sure thing, though. I mean, like, on every Deadpool, you know.
Yeah, everybody had him. Next story. 20th Century Fox has announced, they announced this on Friday, that after 27 years... the world's first Simpsons store will be opening. in Beijing. The expansion of the franchise would continue with a second store in Shanghai, and plans for the future is to open 100 stores globally, but nothing is set for the U.S. yet.
Why the fuck are they... Why are they putting them there?
Jinx love yellow people.
Oh.
See?
Holy shit, because they're yellow too!
Some bitch, it all makes sense.
Holy shit!
It's a conspiracy.
Fuckers.
But
no, but seriously.
Eventually we will get one. It'll probably be... Well, I know Orlando or Universal Studios has Simpsons Little Land, but...
New York, Chicago,
yeah,
Seattle.
They put one in Chicago. We'll go
bigger.
There. Yeah.
I can't imagine... But in China first, why would they... That's fucking
yellow.
Weird.
That's
I don't
what I'm
know.
Going with.
That's all right.
Former Days of Our Lives star Allison Page is going to guest star on The Flash as DC Comics speedster Eliza Harmon, also known as Trajectory.
Is she hot?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't look for her to be around long because the character in the comics was only there for about 8 to 10 issues.
She was that fast?
I believe they didn't kill her off, but she just kind of was written away.
Hmm.
But since Zoom on the show is going after speedsters, trying to get their speed, you can kind of see where that's headed. So, and I still say that Zoom is Barry's dad from Earth 2. So, that's my theory on that. The spinoff of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. called Marvel's Most Wanted has added Delroy Lindo to the cast as comic book hero Dominic Fortune. He was a character first introduced in 1975. Is an adventure-seeking rogue who craves wealth and adventure.
Ooh.
Played by an old black guy.
Imagine that.
Yep. But Delroy Lindo's a good actor, so...
Uh-huh. All right.
I'm interested. We have now our two leads for Lemony Snicket, which is on Netflix, or going to be coming to Netflix.
Jim Carrey.
No, the kids. The cast, the kids. Melina Weissman, who plays, or played... young Supergirl on the TV series.
Mm-hmm.
The first episode where it showed her getting shot to Earth. They cast her as Violet. And Lewis Hines will play Klaus. So they're joining Neil Patrick Harris.
Is he going to be the...
Olaf, that sound? No.
Really?
Yeah. Whoever Jim Carrey played.
I think it was
Olaf. Well, I think Olaf sounds right.
That wasn't a bad movie.
No. Surprisingly. Robbie Amell. Who played Firestorm on Flash, and we told you a couple weeks ago he will be playing Deathstorm, which is the Earth 2 version, on an upcoming episode of Flash. He let it slip at a convention that, on his episode that he is back, he will be killing off a series regular. So, get your bets into who dies.
Abe Bogota.
Damn it. You win.
I did.
All right. Harrison Ford. You know him. His boy got him. Spoilers, you know, fuck it, everybody's seen it.
I haven't.
You haven't, have you?
No.
Yeah, you have.
I really don't feel that bad about it either.
I know. But Harrison Ford will give viewers an exclusive preview of the Star Wars themed lands in the works at Disneyland and Walt Disney World during ABC's The Wonderful World of Disney Presents Disneyland 60. This is a special which will air on ABC on February 21st. The network promises new details will be revealed for the lands, which are now under construction in both Anaheim and Orlando.
He seems drunk.
A lot.
Is that just me? Like, no. In interviews? He just seems like...
One, he hates interviews. That's why he... Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think he just either acts like that because he hates being interviewed, or he's drunk. That way he can make it through the interview.
That's weird.
Yeah. There was a rumor going around this week that the next season of American Horror Story, that your bad guy was going to be Slender Man. The creepy pasta internet thing.
Yeah, I knew Slender Man is.
Show producers came out and shot that down. They said that they do have a plot and a bad guy and all that was already laid out and chose, and it will be announced in March.
Well, sure, they don't want any more suicides.
Yeah.
Or killings.
Killings, yeah. American Gods. This is the series that's coming to Stars that I'm excited about because I love the book. They have cast Ricky Whittle from The 100 as the lead role of Shadow Moon.
How Whittle is he?
Oh, no, he's a Whittle black guy. But see, I'm
get
not...
it?
Yeah, you're very punny.
Okay.
I don't hate that, oh, they cast a black guy. in the book, it never says, you know, white, black, and I never pictured him as
anything.
So he was just a character. So I'm okay with it. Neil Gaiman's behind it. He's executive producing.
Fuck it if he thinks it's all right.
Fuck it up.
Yeah, no shit.
Netflix has ordered a 26-episode Stretch Armstrong series. This is Hasbro's first original programming for Netflix to debut next year. The animated action comedy series about an overscheduled teenager named Jake Armstrong and his two best friends. Then the trio are accidentally exposed to an experimental chemical and they become Stretch Armstrong and the Flex Fighters.
Does his dick stretch?
I don't know. A team of stretchable heroes, superheroes.
So. Is it kid friendly?
Yeah, it's kids.
So they're not going to stretch his dick.
Probably.
God damn it.
He's not Mr. Fantastic. There's a reason he was called Mr. Fantastic.
The Rock. Is his dick made of orange? Is his dork made of orange rock too?
No.
No, the thing. The Rock. Yeah. Did I call them?
Yeah. Welcome to the show, Vince.
Wow.
There's a big rumor, but this is just a rumor, that Disney is planning to release a new live-action show on Netflix of Star Wars.
The holiday special?
No. You get to meet the Chewie's family. No. I hate that so bad.
Oh, it was an awful show.
Due to the success of the Marvel properties on Netflix, which are obviously been killing it, Disney's like, hey, we could do a Star Wars one as well. This should be your fucking bounty hunter show.
You know what the wifey bought?
What?
Mr. Boogity.
Oh, and really?
The Bride of Boogity. It's on DVD right now, people.
That's awesome.
I know, it is awesome. Speaking of Disney.
But yeah, but that's just a rumor. Nothing. That's just a whisper. I know of a rumor.
It's a whisper.
Fox announced, I don't like this.
What is it?
Jada Pinkett Smith will be returning to Gotham as Fish Mooney.
I thought she died.
She did on the show. Penguin killed her and she fell off the edge of the dock into the bay, but apparently she's going to come back.
And live on the dock on the bay.
She's black. It all makes waste.
And yellow people. And Simpsons. Yellow
people. I'm boycotting this bay. Too many white people in here. Yeah.
I
ain't got nothing. Next two are to make Vince happy.
Oh.
You like Lauren Graham, right?
Fucking A, I do. Yeah,
Netflix,
I know.
You already know.
Oh, yeah.
If you people could see the smile on his face.
I'd eat the corn out of her shit.
Because Netflix has officially announced the Gilmore Girls revival. Original cast is back. Vince is going to just sit and just crank it like a...
I will. Just you turn the volume
crank
off.
Crankshaft in a NASCAR.
Boy. I'll beat my dick like it owes me money.
Next thing to make Vince happy, if that's not enough, Chris Carter. You know him. He did the X-Files and a couple other shows.
Oh, yeah.
He says he has an outline on how to revive the series Millennium.
Oh, goddamn.
Starred Lance Henriksen as criminal profiler Frank Black. Nothing is concrete, but he says there is an outline, there is a plan if he gets approval.
That's almost better than the X-Files. Almost.
It's fucking close.
It's very close.
Yeah, they were 1A and 1B.
Oh, my God.
Next thing for TV news, Mike Coulter, who is playing Luke Cage for the Netflix series, says that Marvel has cast Iron Fist, but they are keeping it super hush for now. He said that he is in a basement, and at the right time, Marvel and Disney will let him out. So, they have cast it. Which is weird that nothing has leaked that who it is.
Give it time.
Justice League Action. This is a new animated series. It was officially announced by Cartoon Network on Friday. Notably, the series will include Kevin Conroy as Batman.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Fucking Batman is back. But wait.
What?
There's more.
Oh,
Mark Hamill will be back as the Joker.
That's cool. I'm done. I'm going to jerk off in your bathroom.
We'll also make his return for Justice League Action. They will be joined by James Woods as Lex Luthor. Diedrich Bader, who was Batman for Brave and the Bold.
Right.
He will be playing Booster Gold.
I can see that.
And that's all they've announced voice actor-wise. The series will be different from the old Justice League cartoons, though. These will not be half-hour episodes. This will only be 11-minute episodes like your Teen Titans are now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So they will be super condensed. So,
figures, I get rid of Cable.
Fuck it, we're getting Conroy and Hamill back before killing Joke. So
that makes me happy.
He's chasing his tail.
Oh, okay. I thought he's fucking something.
We're gonna end TV news this week
on a down note.
Well, I don't know. This could be train wreck heaven. Celebrity Apprentice. They announced the cast with the new host. Because, you know, Donald Trump's going to be moving into a new house here.
Oh, shut the fuck up. I'm moving to Canada.
Fucking take me with you.
I'm not even liberal.
I know.
And I'm scared to death of Jesus Christ, man.
It's like, do you want to die by a handgun shot to the head or a shotgun shot to the head?
Or a nuclear bomb?
Yeah.
The guy's going to have his fucking finger on the fucking button. Iran, you're fired.
Yeah. Wait a minute, that could really be... No, that would be
I've
bad.
Seen War Games. I know how it works.
Would you like to play again?
Jesus Christ.
But your cast... Well, actually, your new host, since Donald's gone, is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Just, you know, replace a Republican with a Republican. But here's your cast. Oh my God, this is fucking lovely. Snooki from Jersey Shore.
I hope he makes her cry.
Boy George.
I hope he makes you cry.
Retired boxer Layla Ali, retired NFL running backs Ricky Williams, the pothead, and Eric Dickerson, Queer Eye for the Straight Guys Carson Kressley, Motley Crue frontman Vince Neil, former Dancing with the Stars co-host Brooke Burke, American Ninja Warrior Matt Eisman, comedian John Lovitz, former, I guess he retired now, MMA fighter Chael Sonnen, former WNBA MVP Lisa Leslie, VH1 personality Carrie Keegan, who I may have a giant crush on,
I don't know,
and a couple women from the Real Housewives shows, and Wilson Phillips singer Carney Wilson. This is a bullet train off a damn cliff.
I hope he makes them cry on the first.
I hope he makes them all cry. Except, yeah. Will Vince Neil cry Botox?
Maybe. He's the one they call Dr. Feelgood, though.
we shall see.
All right.
I am picking... Let's see, your winner. Ooh. Wow. Layla Ali. I'm picking her to win.
I'm picking...
Or John Lovitz.
Eric Dickerson.
That could be a really good pick. He's the decent-headed NFL guy. Yep. Movie news. Academy Awards producer says that Chris Rock is hard at work rewriting his material for next month's show due to all the protests and backlash. He's rewriting his monologue that he had already had done and then all the backlash and we're not showing up. And so he's rewriting his entire monologue. So that ought to be
something. What's he writing it to? I don't understand. He's already had it written. Is he going to, you know, not say nigger that much? Is that how he's going to... He's going to talk bad about white people
sure he will, yeah.
You know.
Did you see the movie What We Do in the Shadows? It was kind of a horror comedy.
Oh, with what's his name from Fly of the Conchords.
Yes. We now have a title for the sequel. Werewolves. Not like werewolves, but werewolves. Like, we are wolves. Yeah. I like What We Do in the Shadows. I thought it was funny. So.
I'm going to have to watch it.
Yeah. Photos from an Empire magazine story about Batman Superman have leaked and... Or didn't leak. I guess it got out a little early. But it shows what I've been saying when the first trailer hit, who the actual big bad guy was. One of the pictures shows Batman looking out over a desert into a town that's far away, but just happens to be in this desert is a giant Omega symbol burnt into the desert.
Of course.
So you know, going back to what I said when the trailer dropped, your real big bad guy will not be Doomsday. It will be Darkseid. So the three can beat Doomsday together, but once Darkseid shows up, they gotta get everybody else together.
Duh.
Yep. Evan Peters, who plays Quicksilver in the X-Men movies, did confirm that Magneto will be his father in the movie. That they are keeping that part of the old comic book storyline intact. They're not changing it like the comic books recently have. So, that's good.
Well, they did something right with the movies.
Yeah. DreamWorks Ghost in the Shell, that's the one that's going to star Scarlett Johansson, the live action, has shifted from Disney to Paramount. But we'll be
keeping, here it comes.
But we'll be keeping its March 31st, 2017 release date.
And all her nakedness.
Paramount is also co-financing the movie. So they want in on the action. So they took over.
And all her Disney's nakedness.
Letting them have a part of it. So
she's getting naked?
I don't know. Naked? How would you not, for Ghost in the Shell, how would you not do that?
Yeah, she's got to be naked.
Maybe that's why they moved it from Disney to Paramount.
If it's PG-13, she's not going
to
be naked.
No, then she won't be naked. According to Disney CEO Bob Iger, Star Wars and the Marvel Cinematic Universe will go on forever.
Joy. It's not, doesn't that sound ominous?
It does. That's why I'm reporting it, because it sounds bad. Just, you know they're going to start overdoing stuff. That's my worry.
The
bubble's going to pop. And this is, they're going to fuck up. And I'm worried about what's the movie they're going to fuck up.
Give it time.
I am.
I'm scared to death. That's why I don't want anything to do with them.
I know.
I like the three. I like four, five, and six.
Yeah.
The
Marvel movies is what scares me. But how about this movie? Oh, this is great.
Ghostbusters.
This has black people throwing a shit fit too. Elizabeth, Michael, and Marlon. Okay, that's the name of the movie. Will star Stockard Channing as Elizabeth Taylor, Brian Cox as Marlon Brando, and Joseph Fiennes as Michael Jackson. The story is details of an improbable trip emerged in 2011 when it was reported in Vanity Fair. The story is that Jackson invited the pair to his concert at Madison Square Garden.
Market Square.
Yeah, I fucked it up. The big hat. Following the 9/11 attacks, when air travel to and from New York was canceled, the trio rented a car and began their quest back to California. They actually got as far as Ohio, all three of them in a car, and they drove themselves, is what the story says, from a former employee of Jackson. Brando apparently insisted on stopping off at various fast food restaurants en route. What's pissing off everybody is that Joseph Fiennes,
yeah,
Shakespeare in Love, is cast as Michael Jackson. They got a white guy to play a white guy who used to be a young black boy.
Oh, I'm going to pass out. Oh, my God.
Yeah. But, immediately black people started putting things on the internet, like an interview Michael Jackson did with Oprah saying, I never want to be portrayed by a white guy in a movie. Just terrible.
It's for the kids. Everything I do is for the children.
Do you have any keys?
Oh, that's what happens. That's what happens.
I got one kid named Blanket.
Blanket.
I adopted another one. I named him Afghan.
Afghan. It's for the children. All the monkeys. Merry-go-round. It's for the kids.
Oh, my God. I want to see that. And you know it's going to be... It will be funny in a way, but I kind of wish it was wrote by... Simon Pegg and Nick Frost and Edgar Wright. Just, it won't be.
Pull up a picture of Joseph Fiennes.
Okay.
I got to have some reference. Because this is Jason Gordon-Levitt, Joseph.
Sweet holy Jesus, how do you say his entire name? His entire name is Joseph Albrecht Twilson Wykenham Fiennes.
Is he Jewish?
Not with that many names.
I swear to God, if he's Jewish, that'll make it even better.
Born in Salisbury, Wiltshire, England.
Fine, you wiki this shit. Wiki it. Wiki it. Wiki it.
Vince is way too excited about this. It's frightening.
Oh, my God.
Is
he a Jew?
Dear Google, is this poor guy a Jew? I'll just let Vince read as I move on to my next story. Arnold Schwarzenegger was talking about the new Conan movie. Said it will be called Conan the Conqueror. The plot apparently is, quoting Arnold, I'm sitting on the throne for years and years, decades, when all of a sudden they want to overthrow me. So it will be Coup of Conan. So, I'm... oddly intrigued. Well, it's a Conan movie, so I'll watch it.
Excited?
But, yeah. The Little House on the Prairie movie has moved from Sony to Paramount. Because, God
why
knows,
not?
In this day and age, we need Laura Ingalls Wilder.
We do?
This next story is weird. Get ready for a Nicktoons movie that will be a hybrid live-action animation. It has landed the director, Jared Hess, who was did Napoleon Dynamite. Him and his wife will be writing the movie. Plot details are unknown at this time, but a report on the movie indicates that it's shaping up to be Paramount's version of Who Framed Roger Rabbit. At this time, the only titles mentioned... Fuck. Now, here's the ones they're going to try to shoehorn into this movie, okay? Rugrats, Ren and Stimpy, Rocko's Modern Life, Aw Real Monsters, and the Angry Beavers. But they could also add SpongeBob, the Wild Thornberries, Rocket Power, Cat Dog, and anything else that was on Nicktoons. So, the only one they can't do is Doug, because Doug was bought by ABC. So, a Nicktoons Roger Rabbit style...
I'll take it.
Oh my God. Zim.
Oh my God. They do.
Zim and Gurr just have to make a cameo. I will watch it for that. It could be Fantastic Four bad, and I'll just watch it for Zim.
Two seconds of Invader Zim.
Yeah, I'll be happy.
I'll be there.
Some things have come out about Star Wars Rogue One. We know Vader will be in the movie as Darth Vader. But apparently this is going to be the most brutal Darth Vader ever seen. They are talking about the action sequences are not, they're still being plotted out, but they're pitching different ways Darth Vader could kill rebels on a battlefield with the Force and his lightsaber. Some of the pitches show decapitated rebels, people being dismembered by Vader throwing his lightsaber, levitating bodies to make human shields, and so on. So, Vader's going to be very violent in Rogue One. So, good. We need that.
Chris Brown doesn't support Joseph Fiennes being...
Chris Brown's a woman beater.
Hey, his opinion matters, okay?
Oh, Black Lives. Matter, okay? Speaking of things that don't matter, like Chris Brown's opinion, PETA. You know, people eating tasty critters.
Fucking PETA.
They want to convert the Silence of the Lambs house, which is on the market, and they've lowered the price a few times, and they can't sell it. Imagine that. But PETA wants to convert the house into a, quote, empathy museum.
For what?
The lambs.
But that wasn't even... It was a story in the movie.
They're using it as allegory or some garbage. PETA kills more animals than... don't even go down that road.
Hey, you're the one who's a member of the PETA fan club, fatty. So calm down.
Yeah, because you can look at this body and go, that's fucking vegan right there. That motherfucker has never sucked a marrow out of an ox leg in his life. All right.
He ran through the fucking pasture for that motherfucker.
Chase that motherfucker down.
He's drinking the milk right out of the tap.
That's right. We have some possible Thor Ragnarok plots. These are all rumored right now, but if this is real, oh my God, they're shoehorning in a Planet Hulk movie. Because Hulk is in Thor 3.
Right.
Here's the plot points that are rumored for right now. Hela, which is Cate Blanchett, will be teaming up with Loki. We kind of know that. Hela will destroy Thor's hammer Mjolnir. We know that. Thor gets banished to a gladiator world.
Your dog farted.
I know. Sakaar in the comics. This is the same one that Hulk ended up on. Thor shaves his head and is forced to fight for his life in the arena, minus his broken hammer. Thor manages to defeat all of his opponents. Thor then has to face the champion of the arena, the Hulk. And it's said that Hulk has not reverted back to Banner in a while, which causes the Banner personality to seep out. It's also unknown how Hulk got to the planet. Hulk, or Banner, remembers Thor, leading the two to team up and take on Hela and Loki. They can't do Planet Hulk because Universal still owns partial rights to the Hulk for a movie. But this is the way they can kind of, sort of shoehorn it in. And me and Mr. Shore have been saying since we started this damn show that we want Planet Hulk movie. That would be awesome.
That would be cool. All
right. TJ Miller, he's the writer and co-star of Deadpool, says that, yes, there will be a director's cut. Worse than the R-rated version, saying it will be even more raw.
X?
Look for Blu-ray is all I'm saying. Oh, my God.
You think it's going to X?
Oh, it'll have to. Well, there's already nudity in the R version.
What the fuck are they going to do?
I don't know, but I'm all in. Fuck it. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm there. We haven't had a good R movie in a long time.
Yeah, it's true. Sundance Film Festival was this week or last week. Your Oscar movie for next year. Not this coming Oscars, but next year's Oscars. This is the movie that will win, will be nominated for everything, including actors and everything.
Black people.
Birth of a Nation. No, not that Birth of a Nation. We remember fondly.
What Birth of a Nation are you talking about?
You don't remember the old Birth of a Nation?
Yeah. Okay. What?
This is Nate Parker's Birth of a Nation. It was screened at Sundance in what's being described thunderous standing ovations that lasted for several minutes.
Black people.
And it was immediately and incited an expensive bidding war between Sony, the Weinstein Company, Netflix, and Fox. Duking it out for the rights to the film, Sony and the Weinsteins bid in the mid-eight figures. Netflix put up $20 million for this movie, but ultimately Fox won, and they paid $17.5 million to acquire international rights to the movie, the most ever for a Sundance movie.
So what the fuck's it about?
Birth of a Nation follows a young black man as he fights for freedom from slavery, Nat Turner. It's the Nat Turner story. Exactly.
I feel the same way.
Former slave who led a liberation movement in 1831 to free enslaved African Americans in Virginia. So if Oscars are so white, next year they're going to be dark.
Yeah, he's going to...
This will be your Oscar movie.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Why can't they remake the original Birth of a Nation? Or if you're going
to
call it...
They're cutting down all the trees to make the crosses that burn.
Why can't they just make... Okay, if you're going to make a Birth of a Nation movie, why don't you just make it like when the first fucking pilgrim stepped foot in New England? You know what I mean? There's no...
Oh, you mean when the Vikings landed in what's now Newfoundland?
Yeah, no shit. See? Exactly.
But, yeah, that doesn't fit the narrative. Comic book
history.
News. What's that? You mean facts and actual stuff?
Craziness.
Yeah. I lost my page.
Comic book news.
Talking to Short. Top Cow owner and Image comic founder Mark Silvestri is working on a new Batman comic. Look for it to come out after the new DC Rebirth thing. He will not. I don't think he's taking over the Batman book. This could be like a one shot or a mini series. So, get ready for a new comic book series, Stargate Atlantis. Return to Pegasus. The creative team of Mark Hines, J.C. Vaughn, and Greg LaRocque. The story will seemingly pick up where the original series left off with Atlantis stuck on Earth.
Speaking of comics and Atlantis and Stargate, yes. Comet TV?
Yes.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
I've been watching that shit. Like,
yeah, it's all sci-fi.
Oh, it's great.
Except Wednesday at midnight when they show Ring of Honor Wrestling.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, I love it.
That's great.
Yeah, I love
okay.
it.
Okay. Sorry, continue.
Yeah. Oh, they play Outer Limits all the time.
I know. I saw the one with the guy who played Yuri Kuryakin.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Ducky on NCIS.
Yeah, with his daughter.
Yeah.
I was watching it too. Marvel has released another teaser for this Dead No More thing. The first one they did was just a black page with the words Dead No More. This one has a red curtain in the background and spider webs all over the thing, which is leading people to think that it's either Uncle Ben, Gwen Stacy, or the return of Doc Ock, who will be coming back from the dead. So, it's comic books that happens. Marvel has partnered with the Wounded Warrior Project to collaborate on an upcoming story arc of Venom Space Knight. Series writer Robbie Thompson is consulting with the Wounded Warrior Project. Flash Thompson, who is now Venom, he is the double amputee. He doesn't have his legs. He lost them in Iraq. It's the character now. Flash will leave his Venom symbiote suit to acquire prosthetic legs in the comic. Thompson lost his legs while serving a tour of duty in Iraq. Story arc will feature the Iraqi war veteran dealing with the mental and physical adjustments as he goes through the rehab process. And that's good. I like that they're... Because they never... Since they relaunched Flash getting the symbiote, they've never addressed that. That, you know, yes, he was a soldier, but, you know, he did get his legs blown off, and they never... just the symbiote's been his legs the whole time, so...
And you can move around and...
Yeah. But, so this will be... I'm interested for that. This next one caught me by surprise, but then I looked more into it, and I'm not as surprised. DC Comics has confirmed that Chris Daughtry, the American Idol contestant and singer, will be providing a variant cover to Batman number 50. Daughtry came to DC's attention as an artist by inking over pencils given to him by Jim Lee. Jim Lee created some of the artwork for Daughtry's album Leave This Town. And apparently he is very, very good. So he will be doing a variant for Batman 50. That is March 23rd, Batman 50 comes out. Following up on a partnership with Marvel and Viz, Walmart, the W, is in talks with Diamond Book distributors for a dedicated graphic novel section in some 50 of its stores. This is just a tester. As a test, if successful, they will expand. Diamond Book distributors sells on behalf of Image, IDW, Valiant, Dynamite, and other smaller companies in North America. I'm okay with that.
That's beautiful.
Take out the fucking craft section and just put comics in.
They know shit.
Mm-hmm. Last thing I have for comic book news, and I have to pull this up for Vince. DC has announced a new slate of Hanna-Barbera titles.
Yeah, I saw this.
Did you?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm kind of interested in the Scooby-Doo one.
Yeah. Let's see. You're going to get a Flintstones reboot. Or not a reboot, but a comic series.
I wonder if they're wearing panties.
Good question. I don't know. You're going to get Wacky Raceland. This is a Wacky Racers meets Mad Max.
That should be kind of cool.
That should be. And they got the actual, one of the production designers of Mad Max is doing the art. That's why it looks that way. Next one I have is Scooby Apocalypse. That's the big picture. I'm interested. I want to see what it... Yeah, it looks like they're fighting aliens more than ghosts now. So, we'll see. But the one I'm more interested about is this one.
Oh, Johnny Quest, the old one.
It's Johnny Quest.
And the, yeah.
Name them all. Or name the shows.
I can't think of the show with the fucking...
That's the Herculoids.
Yeah, the Herculoids. Yeah.
It's Johnny Quest, Herculoids, and you know what that spaceship is, don't you?
You're going to tell me.
That's Space Ghost.
That's who I thought it was. Listen to me.
As I scroll down...
Oh, that's so cool!
It's called Future Quest. And it will be kind of a mashup. It will be the quest...
What's up with Race?
I don't know, but he looks like a Vulcan. So, I don't know. This is going to get interesting. But...
What is this?
This is part of that Future Quest book that DC is going to do. I am interested in the Hanna-Barbera. And they said if these sell well... You know, and do well. They can expand it because how many Hanna-Barbera thing? There, it's almost infinite.
When are these going to be released? Are they out now?
No, they will not be out now. They are
because I'm going to the comic book store after work.
I'm trying to find it here, but what else? I mean, you know what I would like to see?
What?
A Captain Caveman.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah, let's see.
May? Yeah.
Go back awesome. Up. Yep.
May.
Coming out in May. So, we'll have to hit Creepy up in May.
Yeah.
Damn right. I'm all excited for that.
That is kind of cool.
Yeah.
The Herculoids.
The Herculoids. That
fucking Space Ghost.
The little gloop and gleep. Or whatever. Yeah, oh I'm God. All in. But a gritty Captain Caveman book would just be awesome.
I love... The Venture Brothers.
Yes.
It's funny. But man, the old school Johnny Quest, yep. The way it is drawn and the way it is animated, I love that.
And
man.
When Johnny Quest and Hell, I believe even Flintstones, when they first came out, those were prime time shows.
Oh, yeah.
They were meant adult.
Yeah.
Not, you know, as we have watched them as cartoon, you know, for kids growing up. They were meant for adults.
Motherfuckers died in Johnny Quest.
Damn right. So, yeah, I'm all about that Johnny Quest book, so.
Yeah.
Wrestling news this week. Nikki Bella underwent successful neck surgery. There's no timetable for her return. AJ Styles debuted at the Royal Rumble, and according to his new WWE contract, he not only retained ownership of his name, WWE will be allowed to use the trademark surrounding AJ's character while he's under contract, and they retain some of the rights to his name in regards to video once he's gone. As for other trademarks AJ retained in the ownership in this contract were the nickname The Phenomenal One and the name of his finisher, The Styles Clash. That's big that they didn't get his name and stuff like that. So, Jeff Hardy has re-signed with Impact Wrestling. Lucha Underground Season 2 started, and oh, holy shit, that may be the funnest show, wrestling show on TV. Because it's a movie with wrestling in it. It's more... You would love it. I have to get you to watch at least the first Season 2 premiere.
God damn it.
Oh my god.
I don't need any more things I have to watch.
I know, but if you watch this, you'll lose your shit.
Is it better than WWE?
Oh my god, yes. Yeah. This is shot like a movie. It's cinematic. It's they're like backstage vignettes are actually like, oh, let's go out in the desert and shoot shit. Robert Rodriguez and yeah. It looks beautiful. The story is great. It's engrossing.
It's fake.
It's fake.
And you know it's fake.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, shit. God damn it. I don't want to get back into wrestling, god damn it.
And it mixes like horror with sci-fi, and you got a guy that's a dragon.
So it's kind of like the way they do the Mortal Kombat games. Yes. They do like this.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
God, but it's wrestling. It.
Yeah. I will get Vince in Lucha Underground, god damn it. That is my...
No.
Yes.
No.
Next story. At Wednesday night's NXT tapings at Full Sail, it was announced... this is a spoiler if you don't want to know. Shinsuke Nakamura will debut at NXT TakeOver Dallas. The lineup for the TakeOver special looks like it will be Finn Balor versus Samoa Joe for the championship. NXT Women's Championship, Bayley versus Asuka. NXT Tag Titles, The Mechanics versus American Alpha. Sami Zayn against Nakamura is going to blow the roof off the place. Austin Aries versus Baron Corbin. And apparently they're going to also try to set up Apollo Crews versus Elias Samson. ROH has re-signed Jay Lethal and Red Dragon. Apparently Hideo Itami is suffering from post-surgery complications and that has set his rehabilitation process back indefinitely. This is coming off of his shoulder surgery. Bad news. So don't look for him for at least a few more months. So, Kurt Angle will be appearing on a episode of Duck Dynasty, the February 10th episode. Angle will be teaching Jep how to wrestle.
Like you do.
Like you do. Well, if you're going to learn, fucking hire Kurt Angle. This last one, I hope this story is true, because if it is, then Awesome Kong is now my new favorite women's wrestler. Awesome Kong has been sent home from TNA's United Kingdom tour. This is according to PW Insider. It appears if Kong had a major locker room incident involving Rebby Sky, which is Matt Hardy's wife. Sources told that Kong didn't think highly of her dressing in the women's locker room with the rest of the Knockouts and tossed her bag out of the room. Sky has been wrestling since 2010, recently started with TNA in a non-wrestling capacity. There were two versions that the report says. One is that Kong unsuccessfully made a run at her, and the other says that Kong grabbed her by the neck before being restrained by agents backstage. And then she was sent home. This is not the first time Awesome Kong has attacked somebody backstage. She was fired a few years ago from Impact Wrestling for beating up Bubba the Love Sponge. So, Kong has a temper, and she... If you're not wrestling, why are you dressing with the women wrestlers?
She chimped out.
Kong's bigger than a chimp. Let's just say... You would love her.
One fucking wrestling thing at a time, okay?
All right, I'm going to get you on Lucha. Video game news. I only have three things, so...
Well, I've got a bunch.
All right.
Well, not really, but... Dota 2. If you play it, I saw it the other day. I have it adds new quests, a progression tree, and hats with the Winter 2016 Battle Pass. I think it's $5. I think I saw it was $5. Fuck, I don't know. Activision. Hey, this one's for you.
Okay.
Activision.
Activision.
Reportedly making a new Ghostbusters game.
Oh, no. No! No! Don't put it in a movie! No!
For PlayStation 4 and Xbox One.
Oh, thank God I don't have either.
That's what I said! I was like, for once, I'm kind of happy I don't have either one of those platforms.
Oh, God. No. Oh, God. Video game version of Melissa McCarthy? And the one weird-looking black woman?
Dude.
No, no. God, no.
Dude. This, yeah.
Stop it.
Nintendo is shutting down Wii Street U in March. I don't either. From what I gleaned of it, I didn't read the whole article or whatever. It's kind of like a GPS thing for the Wii.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I
don't know. And this, my last piece of news.
Oh, God.
I'm so goddamn excited about this.
Oh!
Team Fortress 2 is finally getting competitive matchmaking.
Oh no.
I'm gonna own all you niggers.
I'm gonna own all you motherfuckers.
Oh my God.
Dude, my Pyro.
You've been building him up for a while.
My Pyro. I got, dude. Oh my God. I'm a motherfucker with a Pyro. I am a motherfucker.
I wondered when they were gonna
I'm a spy.
Why did it take him so long to do this though?
I'm a spy checking bitch. I'm the king of the spy check.
Nice.
I don't give a fuck. Dude, I can't wait. God damn it. I'm so giddy. I am so giddy. The boy ain't.
Oh, he's not?
No, he's like, oh, so they're making it a pissing contest, huh? Yeah. And I'm like,
yep.
Yeah. He's like, I'm not going to play. The 8-year-old.
Yeah.
The sane one in the family.
Pretty much, yeah. I have three stories. One, Microsoft has showed a new trailer for Season 3 of Killer Instinct. This is the only reason I would want an Xbox. They are adding the character Kim Woo.
I saw that, too.
He's coming back. In addition, it is rumored... This one's not a rumor. This one has been confirmed. Arbiter from Halo. Rash from Battletoads.
Oh, fuck.
And they are bringing back Tusk from... it's Killer Instinct 2.
Anyway. I think, yeah.
Yeah. But all of those will be...
Fucking Rash.
Yeah. Those will be your Season 3...
Quit farting!
I'm sorry. Ugh, Doge.
Damn, dog!
Those will be your Season 3 characters. Oh, yeah. It's fucking chewy I gave him.
What the fuck are you eating? You stink!
Age of Conan developers Funcom have announced a new open-world survivor game entitled Conan Exiles. Conan Exiles will allow players to create a character and team with others to survive the Hyborian wilderness.
Conan.
Yeah. Expected for release PC and unspecified consoles sometime this summer. My guess is PS4 and Xbox One.
Imagine that.
And the last thing, 2K, you fucked up.
Again?
Big WWE 2K16, oops. The new Superstar Pack. This is with Samoa Joe and Los Matadors and I forget who else. When people downloaded it, they lost all their data in universe mode. Essentially, 3 months worth of spending putting together tag teams, building in-game storylines, and customizing shows were rendered obsolete in an instant.
Oh, God.
2K says it has fixed the problem, and they are waiting on Microsoft and Sony for a patch to go live. Sadly, it says users who lost data will not be able to retrieve it. And they still had it for sale before the patch was live.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that?
I would have lost my shit.
That's why you got to back it up, man.
3 months worth of in-game storylines and all the oh, my God.
And if you're playing that hours on end.
Yeah.
God damn.
Oh, yeah. Bad. Okay, that's it for video games. Sports news. It's weird this week. LA Clipper forward Blake Griffin injured his right hand after hitting a member of the team's the equipment staff during an argument.
Huh. Like you
Griffin,
do?
Yeah. Griffin and
Medea?
He hit me. Matthias Testi?
Testies?
I guess so. The team, he probably manages the cups. The team's assistant equipment manager got into an argument in a restaurant during the team's trip to Toronto.
Popeyes.
Griffin hit Testi, who then left the restaurant and went outside. Griffin followed him outside and hit him again.
Wow.
He suffered a suspected fracture in his hand and will be out weeks instead of days. He broke his hand on this guy's face for...
Good.
Yeah. Shaq. You know him. He may come up later in the show.
Oh, boy.
He said, and now that the statute of limitations is over, he can say that, yes, LSU paid him very well to play college basketball there. Have you seen Blue Chips? That's all I'm going to say about that. He was asked about Cam Newton, where there all the rumors was that Auburn paid Cam Newton to come play football there. And were you paid to play at LSU? And he goes, yeah, statute's up. I can say, yeah, LSU paid me really good to go play ball.
Well, no shit.
Yeah, imagine that.
You serious? You see these motherfuckers on TV between, like, the innings or whatever. Mm-hmm. Pick a sport. And he's like, Jamal Brown.
Oh.
Bioengineering. Fuck you. You ain't no goddamn quantum physicist.
Fudge. Astrophysics.
Yeah. Bullshit.
Oh, please, if you haven't seen the Key and Peele East-West All-Star Game skit, oh my god, it's fucking hilarious.
Hey, really? Are you serious? That motherfucker's doing quantum dynamics.
A.A. Rogers.
Come on.
Ron Rogers, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Speaking of just...
Dumb niggers.
He said it, not me, but he is right. The NFL is said it is conducting a comprehensive review of allegations the Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning had human growth hormone delivered to his house. There's no timetable to complete the investigation, but it is not expected before Denver plays Carolina in the Super Bowl next week. Or the 7th, sorry.
Fuck him.
He's retiring after the Super Bowl. So even if it magically comes out that, hey, his head got giant for some weird Barry Bonds-like reason, fuck it, he's already retired.
Fuck him. Fuck him and the goddamn Tom Brady cocksuckers.
I don't like Tom Brady. Tom Gores, a Flint native and owner of the Detroit Pistons, this is the team owner, is sending $10 million to address the short and long-term needs of his Michigan hometown's drinking water issue.
I offered a guy water online.
Yeah.
I guess it's bad.
It's fucking horrid.
Well, they still got lead pipes up there.
Yeah. He said that's one thing. We have an internet question later.
He's like, there's one thing. They're trying to get how do you put it? They're trying to have a resolution to that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they should have fucking resolved that shit 30 years ago. Lead pipes.
Yeah, I agree. Calgary Flames defenseman Dennis Weidman claims that his cross-checking of linesman, basically referee, Don Henderson was accidental, but the video tells a different story. The video shows him deliberately cramming his stick into Henderson's back, knocking him into the board, and sending him careening onto the ice. He basically cross-checked a ref in the back.
Nice.
No word on disciplinary action yet, but...
Like a bitch.
Well, authorities are looking into this also as a possible assault case. Because there is precedent in the NHL when... I knew the guy's name is when I started the story, but now I cannot think of it.
Wayne Gretzky.
Took a swing with a stick at another guy's head and hit him in the head and like knocked him out and fucked him up bad. He was charged and convicted of assault. So there is precedent for this. Speaking of hockey, Alex Ovechkin and Jonathan Toews will be suspended one game for missing the All-Star game. Ovechkin has, a lower body injury, and Toews has the flu or something. They can't be at the All-Star game, so the NHL is going to suspend them.
Sure.
Like you do. The Chargers, NFL, will play in San Diego next season on a one-year deal. If a new stadium deal with the city cannot be reached, they have already the NFL has given them the option to move to Inglewood with the new Los Angeles Rams. So this is your last chance, San Diego, if you want to keep them. They won't.
What about the L.A. Colts?
We're going to London, I think.
The London Colts?
Yeah, we'll be London Colts.
They're theirs.
Jay Bromley, a defensive tackle for the NFL New York Giants, was accused of attempted rape by a 26-year-old woman he met on Instagram. The pair met up Friday evening and eventually wound up at his hotel room. No. Where she claims he forced himself upon her.
No.
This is according to the New York Post, so I don't know how valid it is. She willingly performed oral sex on him, but something took place where she didn't want it to take place. An unnamed source told the Post.
Wait, so she was all right with it?
She was okay with sucking him off, but then apparently he wanted more, and she said no.
Oh, okay. Rape. Rape!
The account of events presented to the Post outlines a bizarre scene that occurred outside of a Hyatt hotel in Manhattan. Bromley allegedly left the hotel after the alleged assault, and the woman gave chase, jumped on the hood of his vehicle, demanding a ride home. He then allegedly backed the vehicle away slowly, causing her to fall off the hood and land on her knees.
Where she's been all night.
The jokes just kind of write themselves. Last thing for sports news. Bill Nye, the dumbass guy, is trying to get NASCAR to switch to electric cars. I shit you not. That's a real thing. He came out and wrote a blog post because, you know, NASCAR fans read blog posts. That aren't written by somebody named Jim Bob.
What the hell's a Jew watching goddamn NASCAR for?
He's like, their carbon footprint is... I was on TV. I'm not a real scientist. I was just on TV. But yeah, he wants NASCAR to switch to electric engines to save the planet.
Sure.
Some garbage.
As he's going back and forth on his private fucking...
Yeah. Since Mr. Short is not here, I will do music news unless you have something.
Well, I don't have anything.
All right, God damn it.
Taylor Swift's hot.
Yeah, I can't deny that.
That's all I got.
All right. Gary Holt, the guitarist for Slayer and Exodus. Actually, he's the everything for Exodus, but he's now the guitar player for Slayer.
Burn! Hollywood, burn!
Will be playing a new guitar when the two bands go on tour this year, but it will be a very special one. One that was painted with 18 vials of his own blood.
Sure.
Like by you. Artist Vincent Castilla. Yeah. That's just creepy.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of raining blood a whole new meaning. The Insane Clown Posse. You know them, whoop whoop.
Really?
They are sending 10,000 bottles of Faygo to Flint.
Sure. Faygo.
To help out
right.
With the
why not?
Drinking issue.
You don't want to, you know, send life-sustaining water.
You're sending Faygo. Do you know what Creed bombing is?
No, but you're going to tell me.
Yes, I am. It's a phenomenon started by the Carolina Panthers during their run to the Super Bowl. Here's a quick primer. It's basically like photo bombing, only instead of sneaking into the background of a picture, you creep up on an unsuspecting teammate and shout Creed lyrics in the deepest, rapiest, Scott Stappiest growl imaginable. Well, it turns out somebody told Scott Stapp about this. They found him in the bar.
No.
He has given his blessing to Creed bombing and says that he'll be rooting for them in the Super Bowl even though he's a diehard Cowboys fan.
Well, Angel Farms.
Oh my god, this is going to take off now, isn't it?
Hey, you know what? I told him he was a piece of shit on fucking Twitter, so.
All right.
No, I really did.
I know.
When Bowie died?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, he had to take Bowie, but he had to leave a Scott Stapp.
Yeah.
I never got a reply from
Speaking
that.
Speaking of another person I don't like.
Oh, yeah?
Billy Joe Armstrong.
Oh, I love that guy. I love Green Day.
You're a fucking liar.
I am.
Has accused a school's officials of censorship after a production of his band's musical American Idiot was canceled. Students at Enfield High School in Connecticut had planned to put on Armstrong's rock opera.
Faggots.
But teachers stepped in after parents expressed concern over the production. American Idiot contains swearing, drug use, and sex.
No.
Armstrong sent an open letter to the school board protesting the decision. He wrote, quote, I realize the content of the Broadway production of American Idiot is not quite suitable for a younger audience. However, there is a high school rendition of the production, and I believe that's the one that was planned to perform, which is suitable for most people. It would be a shame if these high schoolers were shut down over some of the content that may be challenging for some of the audience. But the bigger issue is censorship. This production tackles issues in a post-9/11 world, and I believe these kids should be heard. And most of all, be creative in telling a story about our history. The school said, fuck you, and they're doing Little Shop of Horrors instead. God bless the school board.
It's sad when the PTO is more punk than the punk band.
Yeah. Last thing for music news, and this is sad, and it's another death. Founding member of Jefferson Airplane, Paul Kantner, died at 74. He had had health problems for a long time.
Well, see, he was the keyboard, player. Or was he keyboard?
Guitar. I thought he was keyboard.
Well, he played guitar when it became Jefferson Starship. So he might have been keyboards for Airplane.
I don't know.
It's the same difference. So that's it for music news.
They built that city on rock and roll. Did you know that?
Apparently, but it didn't have a hospital. That was a joke. Not a good one, but it was a joke, so fuck you. Your song of the week this week. I didn't have one picked out until this morning, and I said, fuck it, I'm going to do a song I like. So here you go. Bouncing Souls with True Believers.
Really?
Hell yeah. What? I love Bouncing Souls. It's either going to be that or Olay.
Jesus Christ. Push the button, Frank.
All right.
It's Mike from the Midnight Jury. Join myself and my co-hosts, Adam, Cal, and Sydney, as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's The Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
Hey, you. Yeah, you over there. If you're into professional wrestling, heavy metal music, and getting hammered, Neckbreaker Podcast was designed just for you.
Wrestling headlines, metal panels, and guest interviews with past alumni, including Suffocation, Eric Bischoff, Hammerfall, Chris Jericho, and many more.
Grab a 30 rack and listen to Neckbreaker on iTunes, the Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher Radio, the Blast Syndicate, or just grab the episodes right now from neckbreaker.net. Cheers and beers.
What?
From the current to the way back, join the Impact player Mr. Phil Rea and Dave Mega Powers as we host the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast live every Friday evening at 9 p.m. on rantemradio.com. You can find all of our episodes on turnbucklethrowbacks.com, Audio Boom, Stitcher, iTunes, and on a TuneIn app. Just search Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
If you're looking for hot, wet, sizzling wrestling talk, you need to listen to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Four hot studs from New Jersey, guaranteed to satisfy your cardinal wrestling desires. Listen to them on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, and the Shining Wizards Network. Visit them at shiningwizards.com. It's wrestling talk. Ooh, and talk about wrestling.
And we are back.
Yay!
You want to start with our fan casting?
Sure.
All right. We are doing the great sitcom from the 80s. Around the 90s?
80s, yeah.
Night Court.
Bow, bow, bow.
Yeah. If I knew how to do
the bass
editing, I would put the theme song in. But I am not good at anything.
And we like copyrights.
I just played Bouncing Souls. Copyright. I played David Bowie 2 weeks ago.
He's dead.
He can't. He fucking his will. Did you see that?
$100 million.
Half of it went to the wife, and the other half was split between his two kids. And yeah.
So he had $100 million.
Yeah.
Okay.
In property and assets. Yeah.
That must be awful.
Yeah. Must be tough. Your character list for Night Court is the Honorable Harry Stone, Christine Sullivan, Dan Fielding, Nostradamus Shannon, otherwise known as Bull, Selma Hacker, Roz Russell, Mac Robinson, Buddy Ryan, Phil Sanders, and then we did our choice of a criminal. Because somebody has to be on trial.
Sure.
Start off with the judge?
Sure.
All right, who's your Harry Stone?
Matthew Stewart.
I have to start doing the typing thing. Thank you to IMDb if you're playing along.
He might not be on here. You spelled Stewart wrong.
Wow, yes I did.
Jesus Christ.
I can't
spell. He's a street magician.
Oh, okay.
So.
All right. Well, I went with an actor.
Yes.
Jason Bateman.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Christine Sullivan. This was the Marky Post character.
Caitlin Olson.
Caitlin.
Sweet D.
Okay. That's great. Oh, fuck. Man, that's beautiful. I went with Katie Holmes.
I can see that, too.
Yeah. God, that sweet D's great. Dan Fielding. This was probably my favorite character on the show, the John Larroquette.
Just go along with this one.
Okay.
Seth MacFarlane.
I don't hate that.
I couldn't find anybody that could fit the John Larroquette, because he was smooth, but he was an asshole.
Yeah. I went with Bradley Cooper. He's the
I can see that too.
I could kind of. That was a hard one to do.
That was very hard.
But the next one was even harder. This is Bull. Who is your big, lovable, goofy, bald?
Glenn Thomas Jacobs.
Kane.
Yes.
You picked Kane. God damn it, that's great.
There's a picture of him in a suit. And he's like kind of goofy.
Yeah, it corporate.
I was like,
Kane.
Oh, that's him.
It's Kane in a suit. Yeah. I changed it up. I wanted big, goofy, bald, but I switched him from white to black. And we said his name earlier in the show, Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, that's good.
Is my Bull. So Selma Hacker. This was the Bull's kind of buddy, the old woman.
Betty White.
I went with Florence Henderson.
That's good, too.
Yeah, both of those are good. Roz Russell.
Fucking Queen Latifah.
I went with Monique.
Oh, that's awesome.
Either one of our shows is really good so far.
I know.
Mac.
Martin Lawrence.
Oh. I went with Craig Robinson.
That's good too.
Yeah.
Somebody make this movie.
Buddy Ryan, this was Harry's crazy dad.
Steve Buscemi.
Oh, that's beautiful. I went with Christopher Lloyd.
That's good too.
Yeah.
Or that John Astin. Yeah.
Yeah. This, every time I see him, I mean, you're Gomez.
I know.
I always saw him as Gomez, but yeah.
He's still alive.
Yeah. Don't fucking jinx it. Phil Sanders. This was Dan Fielding's homeless private investigator. The dirty bum that always got the info for him.
Damian Young. I think it's an A. Yeah, it is. Look, the... Top? Put down. Nope. This picture.
One.
Yes.
Ah, the picture one. Okay, he was in Birdman and Unbreakable.
And he was Stu the bus driver on Pete and Pete.
Oh, okay.
He's been in fucking everything.
Yeah. I went with Christopher Maloney. Stabler from
Victims. Fuck yeah.
Who's your criminal? Let's finish this off with...
Brent Spiner.
Fucking Data.
Bring that motherfucker back, because he was the hick.
Yeah, he was. My criminal is named Earl, and he is charged with exposure and vagrancy, and he will be played by Jason Lee. And his name is Earl, if you get the joke. So
that might have been on this. Was it on the same channel? Yeah, it was NBC.
Yeah.
Fucking get that shit.
Yeah. All right, so that was our Night Court. Our top 10 list this week, as picked by Vince, in honor of tomorrow starting Black History Month, which they get an extra day this year.
Is it a leap year?
Yeah, I think so.
No, fuck it.
Sounds good. Our top black TV shows of all the times. What's your number 10?
227.
You goddamn it, that's higher on my list. my number 10, I went with the PJs.
Oh, I like that.
This was basically going to be my anything that was on UPN when it started. But I didn't go that far. Number 9.
Living Single.
Queen Latifah. Yeah, that was a good show.
I'd lick her asshole.
Really?
No.
I was going to say, you don't have the right equipment to do that.
No.
Yeah, she doesn't like the penis, apparently.
Really?
Apparently.
I didn't think she came out yet.
Maybe I oopsed.
Fuck it. Spoilers! You know what? I take a crack at it. Yeah. Fuck it.
Try to switch her back to the home
team. I'd try.
My number 9, sponsored by Jell-O Pudding Snacks. It is the Cosby Show.
Oh, my tire.
Yeah. Number 8.
Different Strokes.
Oh, fuck. That didn't make my list.
Oh.
Damn, that's
what good. You talking about, Willis?
I went with Amen.
I remember that show.
Because Sherman Hemsley.
God damn it.
Number 7.
Soul Food.
Wait, that was like a... Was that a drama?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that one.
Yeah.
Okay. My number 7. Damon Wayans in My Wife and Kids.
That wasn't bad.
That wasn't bad. I like that show. Number 6.
Sanford and Son.
Son of a bitch, didn't make my list.
He said nigger more on that show than I have on this one. Yeah, exactly.
That's true. My number 6, I went with Everybody Hates Chris.
I like that show too.
Yeah. And we're getting into shows we like.
People think
we're racist, but we really like black shows.
I can't stand Chris Rock.
Yeah. But the show
was decent.
Yeah, and it actually kind of popped up Terry Crews to what he is now. So, number 5.
Martin.
I will counter your Martin with the Jamie Foxx show.
Oh, Martin's way better. Fuck you.
Ah, I got Garrett Morris in mine.
I got Martin Lawrence in mine.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, okay, yours wins.
Damn, Gina!
Just because Garrett Morris isn't doing his SNL bit where he was for the hearing impaired.
Oh, yeah.
And he would just yell everything that you were saying on the show. Yeah. Number 4.
Family Matters.
Urkel. God, didn't make my list.
What? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, I went with 227. My number 4. That's my
Family Matters.
It didn't make my list.
Every Friday.
Yeah, it's true.
Every fucking Friday, like right, clockwork.
Right before I cranked into Suzanne Summers on Step by Step. Yeah.
I couldn't stand Step by Step.
Really?
I didn't watch Family Matters. That was it.
Yeah, all right. Number three.
Fat Albert.
Didn't make my list.
What?
I know. My number three, Temporary Layoffs, Good Times.
I like Good Times.
Yeah.
Fat Albert! Look at you!
Just because you think I'm sticking the solidarity with the no.
All we need is Mushmouth.
He's a Purdue right now.
We got him.
You know he just God damn it. What's your number two?
Oh, the Cosby Show.
I will top your Cosby Show with the Bernie Mac Show. And some of my bitch them kids.
I like the Bernie Mac Show.
America.
His stand up
oh my
was
God.
Way better. I mean it was
when Original Kings of Comedy came out. Bernie Mac sold a fucking show.
Yeah.
I love Bernie Mac.
I want some milk and some cookies.
What's your number one? I think we both share probably this one.
In Living Color.
Oh, we do not. I went with the Jeffersons.
What? In Living Color!
I know!
What? I'm not going to be on the show anymore. Apparently,
we disagree on African American TV shows. Hey,
this is the love I have for black people. Okay, I'm not going to be on this fucking piece of shit. No,
you're number one.
In Living Color,
the breakout star of that damn show was a white guy.
No, I beg to differ.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah, but the Wayans brothers.
Who's made more money?
He was working before Living Color.
Ah, that's yeah, he was doing stand up, yeah. Yeah, but
they
like,
were too, but
like 72 Wayans.
Yeah, but they made like a fucking monopoly.
Actually, you win. Jennifer Lopez was a fly girl.
Oh, I totally I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
That shit was hilarious. Homie the Clown? Are you kidding me?
Or when he did his homeless guy that pissed in a pee jar.
Yeah. The two movie critics hated it.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, you win. Yeah. Goddamn. Oh. Yeah. I forgot all about Dag and.
Oh
yeah.
My God, dude.
Oh. So that was our top 10 black TV shows. Happy Black History Month.
That's it. We're done. No more black people.
Well, actually, no. Our first internet question this week
is it Jetstream?
No.
Or yeah.
Nope. I know the Black Honeymooners movie was a big stinkeroo, but what movies do you think would be absolutely great if the cast colors were reversed? Don't say East Side Story.
It's West Side Story.
I know what I said. So if we flip the cast, what would be a great movie?
I don't know.
That's a fucking tough question. Good Will Hunting?
Actually, you know, that might not be bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
A black man coming up from nothing.
Trying to get out of Boston.
That wouldn't be... That.
Actually, Good Will Hunting would be really good.
God damn it.
All right, next question. If you think of another one, you can pop it in. Are there any Marvel or DC or other teams that resemble the Power Rangers?
No.
I don't really think so. Unless you go... This would have to be like a team in mechs. So that... If you go by the comic book series of Big Hero 6, they were
Yeah, but they stole a lot of that from the Japanese.
Yeah. So, actually, that's where it came from. And Marvel just...
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
The whole team thing, that's a Japanese kind of...
Yeah, nothing really...
That niche has been filled.
Yeah, nothing's really a Power Rangers analog. So, next question. What is going on with the water in Michigan? Well, it's fucked.
They wanted to spend more money on GM to save their asses, and they wanted to spend a lot of money, you know, building a fucking football stadium, and they wanted to do this and that and this and that instead of, you know, fixing the infrastructure and, you know, utilities.
Well, another thing is Flint used to get their water from Lake Erie. But in order to save money, they switched and went to getting their water from the Flint River. which has been polluted by GM and everything else, and the EPA gave him the check off on it. Said, yeah, that's fine, go ahead.
Yeah.
Oops, you mix the Flint River water with old corroded lead pipes.
Sure.
And your water's coming out on fire and looking like mud. Horrible. I know that the Fox station here in town sent 9 semi-trucks of water up there.
There is no fucking reason.
No, absolutely none. And this isn't a Republican or Democrat.
Yeah, this isn't a white or black thing. We joke around, but this is fucking bullshit.
Yeah, absolutely.
There ain't no...
Well, Michael Moore came out and said, quit sending water up there. What they really need to be focusing on instead of sending water is fixing the infrastructure. And he does have a point.
He does have a point, but they got to have it. We got to get somewhere.
Short term, you have to do something. Yeah. So, as he sits in his mansion.
Yeah. As the fucking white guy, the fat ass, sits in his goddamn Hollywood mansion.
Yeah.
Bitching.
Yeah. That's a... Yeah. Flint. Goddamn. That's a bad fucking deal. Next question will be saved for Mr. Short next week. What are your top 5 movie directors of all time?
Oh, man.
Spielberg.
Does it have to be in order?
No.
Orson Welles, yes. Hitchcock.
Yep. There's 3 of mine.
Toby Hooper.
Ooh, that's a good one.
God damn it.
I want to put Ridley Scott on there, but I don't because of his later works.
M. Night Shyamalan.
God, joking.
Dude, Unbreakable's great. I love that fucking movie.
Yeah, but as a director?
Yeah.
I would say Spielberg.
Yeah. Scorsese.
Yeah. Coppola.
Nolan. I love Inception. Even though I had to watch it 15 times to figure out the fucking story.
Sure.
Yeah, I'd say stuff like that.
I like the old I like old directors. Yeah. That's
where you didn't have the CG tricks or Spielberg, who came up with those CG tricks. You know. Who's a real life hero for you? And the next question is, what inspires you or who? Real life hero. Probably something like grandparents or family members, something like that. What inspires you or who? Money. Money's always a good inspiration.
I like money.
Fear. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
this next question. I could really just rip on it, but I'm not going to. What is the biggest letdown of your life?
Is this Roboto?
No, I believe this was Mr. Keith.
Sorry, Roboto. That sounds like a Roboto question.
The biggest letdown of my life, I'm not going to say her name. So, relationships. Let's go with that. That's a good answer. Good answer. Survey says.
I don't know.
That's, yeah.
I honestly don't know, man, that I wasn't born rich.
There you go.
Yeah. Rich family.
Yeah. What is the best moment of your life so far?
My kids.
Yeah, good answer.
They're all right.
That's a good answer.
For white people, they're all right.
At least partially.
They're not winning any Oscars anytime soon. So, you know.
Supergirl mid-season thoughts. I guess this one is to me, since I'm the only one who watches the show.
Yeah, I don't watch that shit.
By Supergirl, you mean the Martian Manhunter show featuring Supergirl. Because he's the star of the damn show. Martian Manhunter is awesome in the show. But yeah, it's still Supergirl. It's Super Gilmore Girls is what it turns into at the end of every episode, sadly. When she's sitting with her sister eating ice cream. That happens.
Like you do.
That happens a lot on that show. Action sequences are good. The story so far has been good. It's okay. It's been okay so far. It's been better than I thought it would be. Next question. What are your thoughts on the X-Files?
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh my, you haven't seen it yet?
No.
Holy shit.
I know what, I've read kind of what happened.
Oh no, you gotta see it. I won't spoil anything.
Why?
But for those that have seen it, the second episode, not that's the continuation of the pilot because it was a two-part pilot.
Right.
Those fucking kids. Oh, my God. Just, oh, were they experimented on? Or were they, well, obviously they were experimented on. It's a fucking X-Files show.
But they said that it wasn't aliens. It was all the government. It was a it was like Project Blue Beam.
Yeah.
Is what they're getting at. That's what the official thing's called. Right. But they're, it's the...
Government has the alien stuff, is kind of what they're leading into.
Oh, so they do have alien stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was they didn't have it, and that they were just making the alien thing up.
So it was like a misdirection.
Like, no, we came up with this shit.
Yeah, they have it. But yeah, it's... so far, the first two episodes have been phenomenal. First episode kind of drags at the beginning because it's a let's catch up with where they've been.
Is it smoking, cigarette smoking man?
Into the second episode. You see him with a fucking stoma.
Oh!
And he puts a cigarette in and takes it out and he goes, they've reopened the X-Files. And I'm like, ah, giant boner. Here we go.
Yeah. Motherfucker.
X-Files has been great
God
so
damn it.
Far.
If so I'm going to watch it.
If you
can
get through the first 20 minutes of
episode one. So yeah. It's an hour? The first episode's an hour?
Yes, they're both an hour. It's an hour long.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but yeah, apparently Mulder and Scully's kid's gone. They gave up the kid for adoption. Nobody knows where it's at because the government would have been after the kid.
Sure.
Just, it's so far really good. That's why I'm really hoping for a Millennium reboot, but... All right, next question. Super Bowl predictions.
When's the Super Bowl?
Next week. I hope to God the Broncos win because I absolutely hate Cam Newton. Other than that, I don't care.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck who wins or loses.
You will probably get a newborn movie trailer at the Super Bowl. You'll probably get a few trailers from the Super Bowl.
I'm not going to watch it.
I'll watch maybe a little bit.
I ain't going to watch it.
Depending on what the score is.
I don't give a fuck.
Probably turn it.
I hope I would watch it if I knew for a fact somebody was going to fucking hobble. Oh boy,
Peyton?
No, yes, just come around the corner, fucking smack that motherfucker.
That's a definite possibility. Yeah.
Drop him right there, man. Turn him into a rag doll.
Favorite beer or adult beverage? This person says this is John. Mine would be whiskey or scotch, since we Irish are baptized in it. So, what's your favorite beer and adult beverage?
My favorite beer?
Yeah,
oh, I've got so many.
Back when I drank beer, my favorite beer was Molson. I loved Molson.
Canadian beer is good.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Look, French beer is good. Man, there's so much out there.
There is now. There's a lot of beers
I don't have a favorite.
They're all his favorite.
Look, I'm not an alcoholic. I'm a lush.
He plays one on the show.
Look, I'm a lush. Okay? There's such a more romantic kind of, you know...
Your W.C. Fields type
of
stuff.
Exactly. It's a smorgasbord of booze.
That was a shout out for our listeners from the 30s.
Right, yeah. All two of them.
Yeah. What's your favorite adult beverage then? Like mixed drink?
I like Bloody Marys.
Bloody Mary.
Yeah. But I don't. I like whiskey too. And yeah. I like bourbons. And I like single malts. And I like, you know.
Yeah.
Man, I do not like Jack Daniels.
Really?
I hate Jack Daniels. It tastes like shit. When you've got, like, Lafroy,
You
know...
you're comparing it to the other stuff, yeah, but...
Yeah, Jameson, fucking Johnny Walker.
Yeah.
Red, whatever.
Back when I would drink with Timmy, it was either Jack and Coke, which is now a lemon, or, oh, God... Oh, I used to get so fucked up on Blacktooth Grins.
Oh, yeah.
And Coke.
Now, see, if you mix... That's the thing with Jack.
It mixes.
It mixes great.
Yes.
And you get that woody flavor.
Yes.
Drinking it straight,
is difficult.
God damn.
I never...
It hurts when you drink it.
I could never drink Jaeger.
Oh, I love Jaeger.
I could never... something about it.
You are of Northern European descent, and you can't drink Jaeger.
I know. I do like the mead.
Oh, the mead.
Yeah, I do like
Oliver
the mead.
Makes a really good mead.
Yes, they do. actually, the last thing
I'm fucking thirsty. I'm drooling over here.
Last thing I drank was last year, and I severely paid for it. Timmy got me a little jar, let's say, of some homemade stuff. Oh my God, it was rocket fuel.
They've got... Have you ever been
to... This wasn't the like stuff you buy at like the Walmart that says, hey, this is moonshine. No, this comes in the mason jar from the guy in the woods down in southern Indiana.
You ever go to Irish Fest?
I have...
They've got the beeswax big flask that you know I'm talking about.
Yeah,
the growlers or whatever. Yeah. I'd love to have one of those.
Yeah, but...
I'm so drunk after I go shopping that I can't...
Yeah. I really want to drink now.
I do too. God damn it.
I wonder how my body would handle it now.
It's not. I can. You can't.
I can. It just... After the surgery, blood absorption with alcohol is like 10 to 1.
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah, so...
So you just kind of...
So like one beer is like having 10. Or probably now it's probably down to about 5 or 6. Been as so many years have passed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
We'll just drink a beer.
Yeah, I could do that. Besides your own, is there any other podcast that you would recommend? Also, okay, then there's another question. Any podcast that you listen to? Or
Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan. That Yeah, Joe Rogan's... Sometimes he's crazy. Most of the times he's not. He's usually dead on.
Well, he's... He's as crazy as we are crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
And as dead on as we're dead on. Yeah. But he's got some clout since, you know, he's famous. And
yeah. I love when he has Eddie Bravo on and they just rip on the UFC bullshit.
It's true, though.
God, hold on. Let me grab my phone here. I'll tell you what podcast I'll listen to. Oh.
Doo-doo.
Yep, dead air, dead air.
Dead air.
Truth and Eliza, that's the Eliza Schlesinger podcast. She's funny sometimes. I listen to Geek Show, The Sheet, of course, Midnight Jury, Shining Wizards, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Neckbreaker.
That's good. You worked right in.
Right, I'm professional. Podswoggle, Blank Slate, Man K Podcast, Top 5. Which is Major Spoilers do that, and Nick DiPaolo.
Yeah, Nick DiPaolo, yeah.
You think we're slanted one way politically. DiPaolo's great.
Well, and Bill Burr.
Yes, Bill Burr has a Monday morning podcast or something like that.
We're not as racist as everyone else.
That's true.
So.
Let's see. As far as music, what's been your favorite song so far the start of this year? What's been your favorite song that's come out so far?
I don't have one.
I don't either.
I don't listen to music. I turned into my old man.
That's not a bad thing, though.
I just don't listen to... I don't...
That came out... Eagles of Death Metal thing came out last year. As far as new songs for this year, I don't have one yet.
It's all shit.
So far, yeah.
It's all shit. Nothing. After 98, after 98 or 97, it just, music just...
You honest to God sound like you should be in a rocking chair outside of a Cracker Barrel going, oh, you young kids, this is just shit.
Back in my day, Green Day used to be a punk band.
Yeah, not a good one, but they
We used to listen to Marilyn Manson, even though our parents said no.
Yeah, that's right. He was on Donahue. No. Next question. Most boys have Hot Wheels as kids. Did you guys? And what was your number one car? Also, did you have any of the Hot Wheels tracks?
I didn't have any of the tracks. I only had a handful of Hot Wheels.
I had the oval track at one time, which was the two curved pieces and the two straight pieces. But that...
I had a fucking slot car track I got for Christmas one year. And I wish I still had it. If you touch them wrong, you get shocked.
Yep.
God, that was great.
My favorite Hot Wheel growing up was the shark car. It was the car that looked like a shark.
Yeah.
Or it was the Dukes of Hazzard car. Because Dukes of Hazzard had a Hot Wheel. This is early 80s. They actually had the flag and everything on top before everybody got fucking butthurt about everything. But, yeah, I've started to pick up some Hot Wheels here recently. Looking for the Back to the Future
DeLorean?
Yeah. They have one where the wheels are turned the other way.
Did you see DeLorean is making
30
Did it say 30? 300?
300, I think.
I don't know. I want
it's
one.
It's a very small limited run.
I can't fit in it.
You look at me. Come on, man.
I've tried to fit in a DeLorean. I can't do it. I look like a goddamn clown getting out of a fucking Volkswagen.
That's true. But, yeah, I did see that they're making DeLoreans again. Last couple questions. If you were given the death penalty, what would your last meal be?
White Castles.
Ooh.
I would stuff myself full of White Castles and try to hold the shit in.
Until it goes and then just rip.
Fuck yeah, man. I'm going out with a bang.
Oh, God. My last meal would probably be sushi. Since I'm not going to get sick anyway, you're killing me, I'm just going to gorge on the sushi. Last question. How would you choose to die if you're being put to death?
Bula bula.
What was your choice of execution there? If death by snoo snoo is not a choice, I'm going with Old Sparky.
Fuck it.
While Ride the Lightning plays in the background.
Fucking bull in the back of the head.
Yeah.
Quick, easy.
Like I told your brother to do to me one time if the surgery didn't go right.
Right in the back of the apricot.
There you go. All right, that was it for our internet questions this week.
Well, that's nice. That's a wonderful question.
Way to go.
Jesus Christ.
I was going to type back, are you guys from the government? Just wanting to know. Oh. It was, you know.
Yeah. 38, no shell casing.
Oh, a revolver.
No, no ballistics on the bell, yeah.
Bodies are buried outside of Terra Lingua.
Uh-huh.
How do you know that? Because I buried them. I love Shooter, goddammit. That's a Wahlberg movie. See, I got him working on the show.
Oh, I fucking hate you.
Yeah.
With the whole show without talking about that cocksucker. But boy, you just had to bring him up.
Damn right. Oh, we have an email. Inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com is the show email. You can send us your suggestions or hate mail or...
Hate mail. Do we get any mail from England anymore?
No. Baza has not sent us anything. Oh, happy birthday, Baza, if you're listening.
Yeah, because Shizzler done fucked it up. Because soccer ain't a sport.
Happy birthday to Shane, whose birthday was yesterday, listener of the show. I lost my place on the sheet. Email. We're on Facebook. Just search for Official Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast page and the group. Go ahead and join. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes and Stitcher. We're on Twitter at Inconclusive Pod, at Cyborg Sumo,
at Fetal Bliss.
That's it for this week.
Yeah, that was...
That was riveting.
Yeah.
Thank you for sitting through all that.
2 hours of bullshit.
Well... Hopefully some people got some laugh out of it and a little bit of knowledge. That's all we shoot for.
I did.
What are your final thoughts on this week, Vince? Good answer. Good answer.
If you're from Germany,
hide.
Go to your hardware store.
In a closet.
And get a pipe. All right? Yeah. About an inch diameter.
They can't ban a pipe.
They can't. Fill it full of concrete.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah. Put a nipple on the end of it. You know what I'm talking about? The lead, yeah.
Way down one end with concrete.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. There you go.
Like a jacked up sack of, or a sock of quarters.
I'm just saying, man.
Yep.
Motherfuckers.
Not a bad idea.
No, it's not. I know, because I came up with it.
Yeah. Well, you're going to come up with the fan casting and top 10 for next week, so here we go. We'll see. Thank you all for listening. We will talk to everybody, or we'll talk to you. You don't talk back.
Yeah, fuck you. Love you.
We will be back next week.
Bye.